Praise God. Look over to the 11th chapter of John. We're going over to where Lazarus got sick and died. And Mary and Martha, his sisters, sent for Jesus when they knew that he was critically ill. And they told him, said, "He whom thou lovest is sick." Mary and Martha sent word. That's third verse. "He whom thou lovest is sick." Jesus said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified." He waits 2 days after he hears that Lazarus is sick before starting on the journey to Lazarus. I used to think that he waited on purpose, and he may have, but it would have been impossible for Jesus to get there on time. Because he waited 2 days to go, but Lazarus had been in the grave 4 days when he got there. He'd only been in the grave 2 days if he'd left immediately. So, I'm not going to impugn motivations that I don't understand about, but I do believe that he waited till he knew that he was dead before he even left. I do believe that because he told his disciples, "We go to Bethany," and they said, "Oh, they're seeking to kill you over in that area." And he said, "But Lazarus sleepeth. I go to wake him." Said, "If he's asleep, he does well." And Jesus said, "Lazarus is dead." So when they left, he was already dead. And they said, the disciples, they said, "Well, let's go with him so we can die with him." They really comprehend it, don't they? But they come on over to Bethany and Martha meets him. And Martha says to him in the 21st verse of John 11, "Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died." Now, here we say, boy, that's faith. She knows he's a healer. And if he'd have been here, why, he could have healed and he wouldn't have died. She didn't stop there. Martha did not stop with that saying. She said, "But even now, I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee." Do you know what she's believing even now? She's believing Jesus. If you'll ask God, she's a little bit timid to just come right out. If you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. But even now, whatever you ask of God, he'll give it to you. She trusts in him. She trusts in him. Why does she trust him? Because he's been good to them. Because he's a friend. Because she's cooked many a lunch for him, you know, when he comes to the house while Mary sits at his feet and so forth. But no, she trusts in him. Why does she? What basis does she have to trust in him? Jesus tells her, said, "Lazarus, thy brother, shall rise again." And Martha, 24th verse, said, "I know that he shall rise again at the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Now you stop and think. She's probably never heard these words out of his mouth. I know that she hasn't. He informs her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth me shall never die. Believest thou this?" Think about that a minute. Take it out of Jesus of Nazareth and Martha back here. Jesus has never, never, never been called Jesus Christ in his earthly ministry and lifetime. He was never, we only know him as Jesus Christ, but he was never called Jesus Christ ever by anybody during his earthly, his span upon this earth, unless it would be after the resurrection. Because again, it had been certain death to him. For the word circulate, well, Jesus is the Christ. They'll get rid of him immediately. You know, they do not believe. They do not accept. He does not fit their concept. They believe in the Christ. They love the Christ, but they hate Jesus. Can you comprehend that? It's so. Saul of Tarsus loved the Christ. And he was killing Christians because of his love for the Christ. Because he didn't believe that Jesus is the Christ. This is a heretical group. But he loved those prophecies of the Christ that was to come and hated Jesus. Never made the connection. We're going to make a connection before these 4 days are over. We're going to make a connection that if it does for you what it's done for me, it'll fill you overflowing with joy and rejoicing. Praise God, put a new life in your experience and walk and a victory. Making a connection that we thought that we'd made many, many years ago. But we were trying to trust so often with no reason, no foundation for that trust. But if I came along in this service and I stood here and I said, folks, come to tell you something. I am the resurrection and the life. How long do you think it'd take Brother Bert to get off his pew and get up here and get me by the nape of the neck? It wouldn't take very long, would it? And he better do that if anybody comes along like that. Well, that's exactly the way that high priest felt like when Jesus says, I am the Christ. Ha! Blasphemy! Whoop! Out he goes to the cross and so forth. But Martha wasn't staggered. And he says, not only I am the resurrection and the life, if a man believe upon me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And if he that liveth and believeth on me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she gave the basis for her trust in him. Why she could accept this saying without staggering. She says in the 27th verse, she said to him, yea, Lord, I believe you're the resurrection. I believe you're the life. Because I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Praise God. She said, I heard about the Christ before I ever met you. Amen. I knew about the Christ when I was a little child. I knew what He would do, when He would come. I knew all these things about Him. And then one day, I met you. Hallelujah. And I knew that you are the Christ. You can't keep Lazarus in that tomb now. Praise God. Not because he's a miracle worker. Not because he has a gift of healing or miracles. But she knows that he is the Christ. The Son of the living God.